This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's plan to evacuate Israeli settlers and soldiers from the Gaza Strip has split his right-wing coalition and is now threatening to break up his government. Cabinet infighting has also rekindled Sharon's long-running rivalry with former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. From Jerusalem, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
The Israeli press has dubbed the political crisis Ariel Sharon's high noon. Pages are devoted to every twist in the deepening rift over the Gaza pullout plan, many centering on the Likud party's disaffection. One newspaper said Sharon is faced with what it called a parade of scolding, humiliations, and warnings. Hebrew University political scientist Yaron Ezrahi says Sharon is in the unusual position of being supported by the country, which largely backs a withdrawal from Gaza, but being torn apart by his own party. By declaring that the good of Israel is at stake in uprooting settlements in Gaza, Ezrahi suggests that Sharon appears to be choosing his role as prime minister over his role as leader of the party.
And this is a very difficult choice because he may be a prime minister without sufficient parliamentary support. That will be a prescription for instability. It might be a heroic move on the part of Sharon, but it might be a kind of a short-lived victory.
The former general, Sharon, is fighting for his political life on three fronts. His own party, the opposition, who says any compromise short of a full pullout from Gaza warrants new elections, and from his own finance minister, former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who many believe would like his old job back. Sharon indirectly accused Netanyahu of putting his own political career ahead of the interests of the country, an effective means of attack, according to Professor Ezrahi.
This accusation against Netanyahu carries a great deal of weight because it reminds many Israelis of the opportunism which stuck to Netanyahu as a political actor and a prime minister, and which actually did him in at the end.
Sharon appears to have several options. He could, as he has threatened, fire ministers who oppose a Gaza pullout. He could forge a unity government with the opposition Labor Party, which backs a withdrawal from Gaza. Or he could also, with the consent of the president, dissolve parliament and ask for new elections. Meanwhile, efforts to avert the collapse of the government are ongoing. Sharon says he would be willing to implement the plan to pull out of Gaza in stages rather than all at once, but insists he will make no further compromise. Analysts say he knows he has not only the backing of most Israelis, but also the U.S. administration, which calls his plan to withdraw from Gaza the best chance to restart stalled Middle East peace negotiations. Mark Heller is the principal research associate at the Jaffa Center for Strategic Studies.
In fact, I think he's probably very, very reluctant at this point to back off. He has personally come to the decision that what he's advocating is the right thing for Israel. Therefore, I think he is going to, in the end, after he has exhausted all of his bag of tactical tricks, he's going to push for a showdown here. But my sense is that if he loses, it will be the end of Sharon, yes.
As for Netanyahu, the prime minister's aides say he is free to resign. Netanyahu has said he does not plan to resign or expect to be fired, and continues to speak of his support for a compromise. Professor Yaron Ezrahi says Netanyahu's desire to be prime minister again in the long run may pull him in line in the short run.
He will retreat and settle for a compromise with the prime minister and wait for another opportunity when he's in a better place than the corner in which he finds himself now. But the bad blood between the prime minister and Netanyahu has reached a scale where that may not happen and the conflict may come to a end.
A cabinet vote on a Gaza pullout is expected Sunday. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Jerusalem.